delighted to be joined by surfer Tom Knox from the Maharees. And Tom has joined us to tell us about a very ambitious plan he has set out for himself for the rest of this year and going into 2027 as well. All of which I hope will lead towards him bringing surfing glory back to Kerry and back to Ireland. Tom, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much for having me.
My pleasure. And your name is Knox, so I'm guessing that you belong to the well-known Knox family that have the water sports place back in West Kerry.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the eldest of the Knox children.
So brilliant.
I'm very fortunate to have grown up in and around the Maharees in some of the most world-class conditions.
Absolutely. And did you start surfing from a very young age? So,
yeah, like our family history would be my father was a world tour windsurfer and a top class waterman. He taught us to surf and windsurf and surf and sail and so much about the ocean from a very young age. Like I asked my parents today before coming on, like, to tell me when did I start surfing, and they're like, they don't really, there's no real set date. We were born into a water sports centre, so it's very much a generational thing now.
Ah, sure, of course, absolutely. And I presume the Maharees, and in fact a lot of places in Kerry, are probably brilliant for surfing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we actually have one of the longest waves in Europe, at over an inch. It's the reef there is about 400 meters long on its day, and it's a world-class wave that's really good for like a lot of skill levels, from like intermediate, beginner to quite advanced. Like, I've learned a lot of my skills from the waves in Kerry. Maybe like Banna is another amazing place, and of course our local bays of Tralee Bay and Brandon Bay, where there's miles and miles of beach that cater for all sorts of water sports of every level.
And when did you start surfing competitively, Tom?
I did my first competition when I was, 13 or 14. And windsurfing, I competed regularly since I started windsurfing in the waves, I suppose, maybe from, 13 years old.
Kind
of.
And
I won. Sorry.
You know, go on. Yeah.
I windsurfed a lot regularly up until 2018 when I won a national windsurf title. And then I kind of started to focus more on bigger waves and just like the theme has always been riding waves, but made on different craft, if you will.
And how do the judges of surfing competitions judge that one surfer is better than another? How what's the criteria for judging you?
Well, it's quite subjective, of course. Like, there's quite an artistic side to surfing because everyone would surf with their own style. So it's judged based on two waves generally, and they're scored out of 10, so it's your best out of 20 for your two wave scores. And generally, it's the top two people progress, or if it's man on man, then the best guy goes through.
Okay. And what would you say is, what's the biggest, most prestigious competition you've won so far?
For me, I guess the windsurfing one was probably the most prestigious. Or I got invited to Nazaré for a big wave contest where we used only our arms, the arms to catch the wave. And I think my third place there was an amazing result because I was in the water with some of the world's best big wave surfers and lots of Red Bull athletes from all over the world, a lot of South American guys in the contest who are very... very well-respected surfers in the Nazaré community.
Well done. So you have big ambitions for the rest of this year and next year, Tom. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I grew up, I guess when I was a kid, we had the Windsurf World Tour in Brandon Bay on the Maharees, and I always wanted to be a world champion of some description. So in the last few years, I really, really got into my longboarding, and I really wanted to take that to the highest level possible. So I'm this year trying to qualify in two events to get onto the World Tour in 2027.
Okay, and obviously that's going to cost a few bob.
Yeah, like in total at the moment, I'm looking to do 8 events. My first event will be the Irish Nationals, and a good result there may bump that up to 10 contests this season. So that would be pushing close to €30,000 in contests from Morocco, Portugal, Spain, England, Ireland, El Salvador possibly, and Mexico.
My God, there's going to be a lot of travel involved in that, which I suppose is why it's so expensive.
Yeah, and especially at the moment, the fuel prices are definitely making things a little bit trickier.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking for local businesses that might be interested in supporting the journey this year and going on into the future.
Okay. And to that end, you've set up an iDonate page to help fund your trip to compete in these contests.
Yeah, I have an iDonate page. It's just Tom Knox. If you search iDonate Tom Knox, you'll find it. And on there, I keep it really up to date with what events are coming up, my results. And I'm also doing a local business voucher raffle. So a lot of local businesses have been very kind, from coffee shops to the Lake Hotel have given me a lovely voucher for lunch for two. We have surf lessons, SUP tours, so many different types of vouchers. And we're going to have tickets on sale very soon online through the iDonate, and we'll have in local shops as well.
Oh, very good. So obviously you're really keen to get to these surfing competitions, Tom, later on this year. So you'd appreciate any few euro people could spare, and or any local business or not even local beyond West Kerry, any business that would be willing to support you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big endeavour, and unfortunately in Ireland, surfing and in Kerry in particular is not a very well-funded sport. We don't even have a local club, unfortunately. But that's something in the future as the sport grows in the county. And now we have lots of great young surfers in Kerry. Growing up, it was very... I surf with people a lot older. And now you look at the younger generations and there's a whole group of them growing up here, so it's nice to see the community growing.
Yeah, and sure, I mean, we couldn't be in a better place for surfing than Kerry. So many fabulous places along our coastline. Do you surf all year round, by the way, Tom?
Yeah, like in the winter, I would spend a lot of my time at Mullet Moor in Sligo. Like this winter, I would have done a lot of the water safety there on the jet ski, rescuing people when they fall off their surfboard on a big wave, and I come in to pluck them out of danger, and basically in the winter, and I surf a lot of around the west coast of Ireland pretty much every winter since I'm a little boy, really. And normally I work in seasonal. I actually, my trade is a chef for many years, and this is the first year that I'm trying to step away and put the last 20 years of training in West Kerry and the west coast of Ireland to the test.
Yeah. Well, good for you for following your dream, Tom.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's definitely something that I've wanted to do for a long time, and I really appreciate people giving me the time, the support and feedback.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, fair play. I hope that you get a great response to your iDonate page. So if they go on to iDonate and look up your name, Tom Knox, they can find out how to support you then.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
And I'd just like to say a quick thanks to a couple of people that have been helping me with the campaign. And John and Councillor Robert Brosnan has been a great help to me. So I'd like to thank them too.
Perfect. Well, listen, we wish you all the very best, Tom. And we might check in with you again later on, maybe in the summer, to see how you're getting on and how the campaign has gone.
That would be amazing. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Lovely to chat to you, Tom. All the best.
Thank you.